If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Bill Paulus from Angel Tree Farms. We sell Christmas trees. The profits raise money for the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley. If you'd like to donate or find anything more about us, our Facebook page is Angel Tree Farms. Our Instagram page is Angel Tree Farms. Our website is angeltreefarms.org. And you can donate through our Facebook page. There's a Zephy link on our Facebook page if you'd like to make a donation. Thank you so much for everything.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, crossed the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Schipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us that happened to you on the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the Hammer Lane Legends webpage at hammerlanelegends.com. Hit the contact section. Get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. We'd like to have a conversation with you. We love talking to drivers. We love the experiences that drivers have because we're drivers and we know what kind of experiences go on out there. It's kind of crazy, right, Chip?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tell them about the voicemail line, Chip.
The voicemail line, 515-585-6375, 515-585-MERK. Short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. Anything that might have happened, you've seen, or whatever, leave it. Well, we'll play it on the next show that we do. You know, that way we get the voicemails out there. But thank you for all you people that haven't left one yet. Now that we're doing a conscious effort to play them, nothing. Crickets.
Nothing.
But it's okay, though.
You know, you can even just call just to say hello, and we'll play that at the beginning of the show.
That's the was the plan.
I know it is the plan, and that's what we will do.
And as far as I know, last check of like 30 seconds ago, there was no additional people that kept us fueled.
So but that's okay.
It's okay.
It's always
it's okay. All right. But like I said, we're going to recognize you people that do contribute to the show, like Mr. John Richard Little. He's created on the Hammer Lane website, Facebook
awesome?
Page. Our own bingo card.
Yes,
so
sir.
Everybody, get your bingo cards out because the game's about to start.
You got to take a look at it. Go to the Hammer Lane Legends fan page. It is awesome. Hammer Lane Legend Bingo. Freaking, it was just hilarious. When I saw that, I was like, and I didn't even know it. Shipper's the one who told me, but he's like, hey, there was a bingo card. I was like, holy cow, that's awesome.
Oh, that was holy cow. That's one of them. That's it.
I don't
think it was.
Nope, it's not. Amen, brothers.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's heck yeah, that's free space.
Yeah, heck yeah. Anyway, you know, if you find yourself and need any kind of preparedness stuff, you know where to go. That's preparewithhll.com, preparewithhll.com. And I think we've taken care of all the business.
Nope.
Oh, what else we got?
Keep us fueled. Buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane.
There you go.
Yeah. If you like the show, feel free to contribute. If you don't, thanks for looking. When you're at the website, check out the gear section. Something there you might like. There Maybe. Is no hats.
Not yet.
And we're not going to say from who.
No.
But anyway.
But But I did find out from my wife today that he's going to be in town for Thanksgiving.
Please don't.
That's just, at least just get a chance to see him.
He might be in the town.
He'll be here.
Doesn't mean he's going to be in the studio.
He'll be in state.
Yes. In what state? It's hard to say.
He'll be in the state of whatever state he's in.
Yes, confusion.
He'll be here.
Him and Phil Collins and Genesis.
There you go.
Anyway.
All that being said.
Back to the caller.
You mean back to the guest?
Yeah, that too.
Wow.
Back to Cincinnati.
Back to Cincinnati. That's freaking awesome. Today we are talking to Kyle. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
You know what?
60-20.
60-20.
Well, really, it is.
It is. Yeah, I know. A little tummy upset, yeah, you know. That's all right. We're doing okay. For the most part, we're doing all right.
It sounds like you guys haven't had a nap since last night.
You have deciphered well.
Unless you have one of those gravy runs that are 53 miles, turn around, come back. Yeah, you're right.
Well, not everybody has the gravy run you do. You know, 90 miles out, 90 miles back, 90 miles
out. It wasn't last night. Thanks, Lion Hall.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, tell us a little bit about yourself. How you got into trucking? We'll just start there. Like, how long you've been driving? I guess would be a good place to start.
I've been driving 7 years. I'm not the most experienced guy you're ever going to get on here, but yep. I've been driving 7 years. Uh-huh. Been at Pitt, Ohio 8. I had never heard of Pitt, Ohio, and the neighbor of my mom when I was living at home. My mom still. I'm only 29, so I was 21 at the time, and he said I got this part-time job I can get you, and I was like, yeah, and I wanted an interview, and then I got a full-time gig on the dock. He offered me a full-time gig, and I realized I could move up, and when I realized, you know, kind of like the culture of Pitt, Ohio, and how I could move up, that was the goal the whole time, was just to get to line haul. So I was able to move up from the dock to line haul, or not line haul, excuse me, tractor trailer in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing holding me back was my age, because you have to be 25 to be line haul at Pitt, Ohio. And then I got lucky a couple of times where the people right above me, or, you know, somebody got fired, so that opened up my line haul spot.
Nothing wrong with that. That's the only two ways that you get moving. You know they die, or, yeah. You know, because nobody retires.
Right. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I have looked at the Allentown and the Harrisburg seniority boards. Those are crazy.
Yep. Nobody leaves.
Yes, nobody leaves. And if they leave, hey, I want to come back.
They usually do. Yes, that's what happens. They come back as a part-timer or whatever.
Yep. I think you said you've been here 26 years last week.
Yep.
How far are you from the top there?
Nine. About 10.
Nine from the top at 26 years. See, yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
By the time you get to the top, you're ready to retire.
It's time to go.
It's time to go. You've been here 30 years. You go now.
You go. And even if you don't want to go, even if they're, if you don't want to go, they're escorting you to the door. You know, here's your hat. What's your hurry?
It is amazing.
It's funny you say that. We got a couple of guys that just retired and want part time, and we got this new Lowe's account, and I guess they had a 14-hour day yesterday during the day, and they weren't very happy.
They retired, and they're working part-time. They're working longer hours than they worked when they worked full-time. Something wrong with this picture. Get out your abacus, ladies and gentlemen. That's in the B section.
Oh, my word. It's one of those crazy things. And, my whole philosophy, Kyle, is when I retire, I want to retire. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to keep my CDL. I don't want to come back. I don't want to have to get another medical card. I don't want to, I don't want to walk down that road anymore. And yet I keep seeing these guys come back. It's like, I don't know. Is it that they just don't know what to do with themselves, or is it that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. You know, do they need the money? I mean, if they do, whatever, God bless them. It's not my business. I just don't want to do it when when I'm retired. I'm done.
Right. You know, get yourself that you can live down by next to the river in a cardboard box.
Well, I'll get a van.
Well, you got that pickup, so it's close.
I know. I put the top on it.
You roll that across the street, you're there.
My wife may just move me over there.
Well, back to Kyle.
Yeah, I know. So you're only 29.
Yeah, 29. As I said, this is my first real job was Pitt, Ohio. So
he's a lifer. I can hear it in his voice.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
He's a Tim McClure. I'll be here till the dust gets off the last new truck. Yep, that's him. That's it. I can hear it.
I feel very grateful to have because I didn't know what LTL was or
right.
truckload or I didn't know what any of that was. So I feel grateful to have found what I have found, even though Pitt, Ohio can infuriate me at times. It
Yeah, it's like diaper rash. It comes and goes.
Yeah. But I feel lucky that I was able to found this,
Yeah,
because I was thinking about signing up for CRST driving school.
Ooh.
I'd probably be out there.
You know what that means, don't you?
A mile right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't remember shit either. Trucking. Just saying.
It is, and I think of all the opportunities Pitt, Ohio does give. Yeah. I wish I'd have found
that.
This
is another one that came up through an advancement program. Right. You didn't have to shell a dime out for any kind of training.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great.
And you got paid for it.
I wish they'd have done this kind of stuff back when
Yeah, you went the wrong way there.
I went to school, yeah. but that's back before they had the apprenticeship program. Right. So, it's all right. It is what it is. But so you're enjoying your time here at Pitt. You've enjoyed, the 8 years that you're here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like any job, you're going to get mad sometimes.
Oh, but yeah.
There's some great guys that work at Pitt, Ohio. I love most of my coworkers. Actually, some of the stories I was going to tell you guys were about my funny coworkers.
There you go.
I feel
if they're funny, you should give them our number. Give them Brian's number.
Well, the one guy I'm going to tell you about kind of has a mind like Joe Biden. I don't know if he'll remember half his
okay.
stories.
Okay. I'd love to talk to that. Come on, man.
Back to a little bit about what we were saying, though. Yeah. I also feel grateful that, when I was trained, I had really 6 weeks at Pitt, Ohio for a tractor trailer, but I couldn't get in for the test, so they allowed. So I had 7 weeks with a guy basically teaching me hands on. So I feel grateful because although we kind of butted head at times, and he was annoying me at times. I'm sure I was annoying him.
Sure.
I'm still grateful for him at the end of the day.
Good.
Exactly. I mean, he's helped you attain something
you probably got a lot better degree of training that way than you would have. You would have went through a school and sat in the bunk with three other guys while one guy drove.
While one guy's driving and everybody's sitting back there going, I hope he makes this turn. Believe me, I know. I was in that bunk sitting there going, I hope he makes this turn.
Strap in. There's only one seatbelt.
And the teacher sitting in the seat with the seatbelt. Well, so everybody else is just bouncing around back there. Oh, my word. Oh, it's awesome. But no, I agree with you, Kyle. I mean, I look at it, Pitt, Ohio, much the same way as you do. I've been here for 26 years. Yeah, there's things I would do differently. There's decisions I would, that I don't care for or whatever. I mean, that's just normal. You're going to have that no matter where you work. I don't have to agree with everything that they do. I don't have to agree with every little decision that comes down.
The only thing that changes between jobs is the color of the truck.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good company to be at. I agree with that 100%. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here 26 years. It's just the way it is. And Chipper's here 10 years already.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having a fun.
He sounds so excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here. Here I is.
It's just it. I mean, the reality is ship's right. It's like, it's a trucking company. And not everything they do is going to be magical to you. And it's okay. It's the color of the truck,
As long as your phone goes ding.
Yep.
Thursday morning at 3:30, you're good.
Yes.
Direct deposit has been made.
Check doesn't bounce. That's exactly it. So, I'm with you on that. So what do you like about, Pitt, Ohio? I mean, you're going to have some serious time in here by the time you're our age. Holy crap, dude. Yeah.
We'll hand you the keys to the podcast room.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah. I do want one of the, if you get a Pitt, Ohio podcast going, I want one of those seats, Dad. I wouldn't mind getting out of the trucking seat, but
I heard that.
Like I said, I really like the people that I work with, and I like that Pitt, Ohio will pay you for everything. They're not cheap on that fact.
Except when you're waiting at a terminal.
Oh yeah, go in there and push your broom around. You'll get paid. Losing my train of thought here, but yeah, I just really like how easy the job is. At the end of the day, like I just listen to the podcast and
yeah.
The night's over.
Yep. Right. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, as much as we complain about it, I mean, our job really isn't. It's really the job itself.
You pre-trip the truck, you pre-trip the tractor, you push drive, and away you go.
Yeah. And you get to your destination.
What's a pre-trip?
It's usually a 15-minute pre-trip to make. Hey, don't laugh. Okay. off the topic here. Okay. I came out of Harrisburg last night. I think it was last night. Last night or the night before. Anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know where XPO Logistics terminal is in the Harrisburg area.
Uh-huh.
But the guy came around Eisenhower, you know,
Boulevard exit
ramp there on 83. Mm-hmm. And just as we'd merge on to go north on 83,
right,
he left his back pup in the left lane of 83.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was upright. It was on the landing gear, you know, because, you know, he didn't want to crank the landing gear all the way up because, you know, I'm a firm believer of that. If you're going to drop it, well, then you don't have to crank it so hard.
How fortunate for him.
Yeah. And he just makes pulled over to the side and the guy's there standing there with his iPhone flashlight, you know, flashing it, you know how big that light is. Yeah. I says, dude, unhook your trailer and get your tractor underneath that thing and get it off the road.
Right.
Whoa, I could do that.
Truck stop was full. They were just going to do a quick relay there.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
Get down the road.
I came back to Harrisburg and they were still there. The set of doubles was still there.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the tractor was gone, so he must have went back on another set, but then the tow truck company was there. Huh. I don't know what the deal. Well, I assume they ripped the lines off the dolly there going up, but it was just weird.
You think?
It was like, yeah, I was like, holy crap, it stayed upright. Because usually when they do it, they roll the, you know, up on 80, they're always rolling the back pup over.
Right.
For some reason, but I was impressed. I mean, that was the reason to keep landing gear down low. It won't roll.
It won't roll over. It just stops.
Yeah, just
grinding halt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it was fresh asphalt.
That's kind of different. Yeah, that's an exciting thing to see in the middle of the road.
Yeah, because the message said, you know, trailer block on the right lane. Well, no, it was actually the left lane. So it depends which way you're going. I mean, I guess it was your right. But anyway, back to
Kyle.
Back to the show.
Yes. So what kind of crazy things have you seen since you've been on the road, Kyle? Have you seen anything, like, has anything like jumped out at you? Like, you're like, boy, I've never, you know, as a newer driver, I never would have thought I would see that on the road, you know?
I don't know if I have anything crazy. I have called 911 probably 15 times since I've been driving.
Yeah.
It happens more than you would think, but,
mm-hmm. Right.
I've seen a couple accidents happen in front of me. I saw on 35 coming from Ohio into West Virginia. I saw this guy just like leaning over there's a bridge right there, just like leaning over the Jersey wall, staring down at the river. I didn't know what that guy was doing, but I called just in case that guy was suicidal or something.
Right.
And then also on 35, or actually this is on 64 in West Virginia, near Nitro, I was driving and the right lane ends right there, and I just got over because I knew the right lane ended, and if I didn't do that, I would have smacked this car that was laying just in the middle of the road. It was just like, I didn't see it until it was too late, but I had already moved over.
Wow.
No. The correct answer was you seen it, and you changed lanes to avoid it.
To avoid.
That's the correct answer. Never admit you didn't see something. Because your front-end collision avoidance device should have went off.
I can't remember if that was before or after Lytics. Lytics tells me everything I need to know now.
Exactly.
Right. I don't even think.
Yeah, I don't have to. I can listen to podcasts and keep my you know, just, I'm okay. You know, lane departure comes on and buzzes, lets you know I'm going one way or the other. And my
check your bingo cards, wins. People. The lady in the box.
The lady
will
in
speak.
The box will speak to you.
Oh, I'm gonna have fun with this.
I know you are. Apparently, it's awesome. Oh my word.
But I mean, you know, even though you you don't have that much seat time as us old timers.
Stick time, as some people
time,
say.
Seat time,
now
you know,
it's just button time.
Well, you know, that's why I call it seat, because it's simply, you know, you get a blister on your index finger there. But I mean, you're being helped out by, you know, all your coworkers there that have been there. You know, if you don't know where you're going to a relay or a stop or, you know, or a meet point, you know,
what's funny about that is I'm actually usually the guy a lot of people call to help get to a relay, because I do know the Pitt Ohio relays well. That's one thing I know well. I mean, like, I'm very familiar with what Pitt Ohio does.
He's the Rand McNally of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was actually funny. We got this one guy. He's one of those guys that kind of wants you to do stuff for him. Mm. Like he'll ask you for help to slide his tandems, and it'll be a pull button.
so I like those kind of guys.
So that accident the other day on 70, with that fatality there, he got sent to Pittsburgh instead. And I used to go to Pittsburgh all the time, so I was telling him how to get into Pittsburgh. If you've never been to Pittsburgh, it can be kind of confusing when you're on the viaduct there and you're jumping around different bridges. So I told him exactly how to get in there. He's asking me the same question over and over again. And then he gets into Pittsburgh, and then when he leaves, I tell him it's exit 1A. You're going to go down 28. You're going to get on 1A to 279. Well, he calls me freaking out, and he says, there is no 1A. I said, there is a 1A. I take it all the time. And he goes, there's no 1A. So he's screaming. I'm screaming. We're both cussing. He's in downtown Pittsburgh. I'm trying to figure out how to get him around.
Wave as you go past the zoo.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did he find his way out, I take it? He did get home. He didn't have to stay in a hotel.
He found his way. He might still be there. I don't know.
Worst case scenario, he gets the truck and gets it in the water and goes down the Ohio River.
There you go.
Just flip it upside down. Use it as a canoe. Paddle.
You know.
There was a couple of times, though, where when I was, 3 months into having my CDL by myself, a Class A CDL, that is. So it was, early 2019.
Good old days, COVID.
early 2018, because I got it in December of 2017. It was when, I don't know if you guys remember, Battle Creek had shut down for a week because of how cold it was up there.
Yeah.
So they were behind. So I went up to Battle Creek to help out, and I was running. I got sent up to Central Michigan, I think it was Point Pleasant, Midland, Michigan, Saginaw, and that was my first real experience of winter weather driving. It was snowy and icy. I got stuck in four different docks. It was, I actually at one point called breakdown and told them, I was I'm stuck. I need a tow truck to come get me out of this dock. And the guy made the call and said, all right, I'll be there to you in 90 minutes. And then the luckiest thing ever, this guy shows up in a Bobcat thing to take care of the lot. And I ran up to him. I'm like, tell me you have chains. And he did. And he pulled me out, and I cancel that tow truck. I'm good.
Yeah, you know, when you go to some place like that, I mean, that is just winter weather extraordinaire. I mean, that's craziness up there. I don't know. I don't know how those guys do it. I wouldn't.
The sad thing is, the majority of those docks, for some apparent reason, they're always angled downward. Okay? So if you come in with 40,000, you're getting in and getting out with no problem with 40 gone. But when you come out with zero, yeah, not so much a lot, as you discovered.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why you just don't make the flat, flat even, you know. I mean, the angled down docks were, you know, the older era.
Yes.
You know, back in my day. And
yeah,
they're still repurposing them, you know, until they fill them up and level them off. But yeah, it was like that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're out pedaling, you know. I'll get in there, but I'm not getting out.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still better than my experience in Baltimore, though.
What happened in Baltimore?
I really enjoyed my time at Battle Creek, even though it was a crazy week. I loved it up there. I was already a line haul at this point, and they needed help in Baltimore, and I was like, well, Battle Creek was fun. Send me to Baltimore. Well, Baltimore wasn't as fun. the customers were actually surprisingly really nice, but it just, I'm blindsided in and off the street. Nobody wants to work with me, and just a lot of fun stuff like that in Baltimore, which is bigger than Cincinnati, obviously. So,
yeah, you know, it's funny. Like whenever they put out that you know message, hey, we need help in Baltimore, we need help in, you know, Toledo or Cincinnati or wherever.
Buffalo.
It's like, yeah, I'm not going.
You know,
I don't know.
Watertown. It's not salmon season. Sorry, I'll bring my fishing pole with
just,
me.
For me, it's just like Like my son, when my son worked here at Pitt. He worked in Norristown, and his first or second year here, they needed help. I forget where it was, Toledo or I don't know, maybe it was Michigan somewhere or something. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know he went, and I was like, "You're nuts!" I had a hard enough time running the Allentown area when I was a city driver. I was not going someplace I had no idea about. I don't even know what any major routes are, so I don't even know what I'm looking for when I am lost. So it's like, no, you're braver than I am, Kyle. My hat's off to you. Good for you. I think it's great. We have drivers like you who are willing to do the work. Because
I learned my lesson on the Baltimore run. I won't be going to another terminal, I don't think.
Come on, man. Allentown's fun. I'll show you around.
Oh, yeah. Allentown's a blast.
Get to Allentown. Oh, yeah. Take this load up to Massachusetts. What?
Yeah. What a way to start the day.
Yes. Welcome here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does sound, you're excited about being here, which I'm really glad, because, meet some of these older guys and they're just like, nah.
Yeah, really, like you.
Yeah, like me. Like, no, I'm not, I don't want to go help. I'm not a helper,
Your helping days are over. I got a helping hip.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Friggin' A. Oh, my word. So.
Yeah, the fun hasn't been crushed out of me just yet.
Yeah, and I can tell. And that's good. That's good. The enthusiasm isn't gone yet, and that's a good thing. It really is a good thing, and I'm glad.
We need some of you younger generation to help carry the load.
Yeah, because I know, just listen to Shipper. He's tired of having to carry the load of this company on his back. It's what's made his knees bad, his back's bad. I've heard it all.
Thank you.
Yes. Because you've got that hard job, that 90 miles back and forth.
It wasn't except 90, for it was like 108 to Oaks.
Yeah, except for last night. First night in how long that you actually had to work.
I was like, where?
Do we even go to Oaks? Can I get there?
Where's your guys?
I think they only have like 7 Lionel guys.
It's hard to say it. Some days there's a lot, some days there's not so a lot.
Well, no, every day there's a lot. You know why? Because every driver here at Pitt, Ohio is every terminal driver.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yes, it's good. Yes. You wind up
they
going back
to give us
someplace.
Bingo cards. We can get our things punched every terminal we go to.
Right. You get 10 punches and you get a free trip.
Yeah. You get a free truck wash.
I get a free Pitt, Ohio hat.
Yeah.
That'd be nice once in a while. Yeah, I'm all out of Pitt, Ohio hats. I gotta get another. I gotta order more. Last time I ordered them, I ordered a case. And that was about 12 years ago. So
you ordered a case of hats?
I did, yeah.
So you forgot how to order them from Merkle Media then?
I never got my Merkle Media hat. I'm still waiting for that.
Jack.
And I also am waiting on him figuring out how we're going to order hats.
Yeah. Well, Jack. You say he's coming up here.
Oh,
check
yeah.
your bingo card. I think that's a square. Jack. Yep.
Thanksgiving Day, we're going to be spending time online.
Yeah, okay. Shopping, Amazon, huh? Well, the wife's at work.
Yeah, that does suck. Anyway, back to Kyle.
Yes, sorry.
So, with the holidays coming up, Kyle, are you getting yourself all ready for the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just be, I think they said something about a skeleton crew on the day after Christmas. I'll probably sign up for that. And then, I don't really know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving yet. I got to ask the girlfriend what I'm doing. So
geez, what we all have to do. Yep. I had to ask my wife what we're doing and she works. So what are we doing? I just asked her today. Are we having, I just found out today. 2 weeks till Thanksgiving, that, yeah, I'm going to, Jack is going to come up from Tennessee and Tanya and Alex are coming over. My daughter and
again,
her husband.
Again, like I said, doesn't mean Jack's going to physically be here.
He'll
you know, he's going to be up here visiting friends.
He will
he's
be
He's just
here.
Using this hotel as a rest over, yeah, a layover
yeah.
stop.
You know, it's always going to be fun when your wife says, yeah, he's going to crash on the sofa. He's going to be here for Thanksgiving Day and then.
Yeah.
And then. And it just, yeah. and then dot, 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 yes. you know, fill in the blank. Who knows? Right. But no, it's, you know, I was just, you know, curious, you know, about, you know, holidays are coming. It's amazing how fast this year has gone and that we're at this time of year already. And like, I don't know.
This year's flown by.
Oh, how about it? Right. And you look at it and I think that, you know, are you guys getting any busier for, you know, like with the holidays coming in? Is it getting busier in Cincy?
He said about the Lowe's account that everything started picking up on, man.
That's
kind of
one
weird.
Account.
We have this Lowe's account and they hired, they hired four line haul guys. I don't even know how many guys they have in the city. I like know everybody there and I'm like seeing guys. I'm like, who are you? You know? So I'm like,
you ought to stop in Allentown.
We have that same problem.
They don't even put a roster up anymore of who's on, what runs we're getting.
You see a new guy, you don't ask names because
we don't
figure,
know if
don't
it's
know
our guy
gonna,
or something from another terminal or an outside carrier. You know, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is
definitely crazy.
Yes, it is. But that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's always good when they, you know, when they're hiring more guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I mean, in this robust economy that we're living in, you know,
robusto.
Yes, diesel $5 a gallon. Turkey's $55 for 10-pound turkey. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
What are you trying to say, Ship?
Oh, nothing.
Is this part of that? You know, which?
Well, that would be in the O section under. Off the wall political comment.
It's just political comment out of left field from Ship.
Thank you. But I'm not going there, so you can't cover that. You can't cover that yet. Yes, you got to get your bingo card out, people, because this is going to be fun. We're gonna ride this out for all it's worth.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And
Shipper's going.
And if we can get coverall, you'll win a special prize.
When they finally come in a hat.
Right.
you may be retired by the time we get them.
I said a special prize.
Kyle could be retired by the time we get him.
This is true.
And he's only 29.
All right. He's 29 looking at 60 right now. Yeah, I still didn't get my hat yet. I'm waiting on my coffee cup.
Kyle's
so
going.
Are we.
Kyle, poor Kyle's like, are they talking to me or are they just talking?
Again, we're just happy to have somebody to talk
we
to.
We are. I know. It's like somebody's voice is in my headphones and not just yours.
Yes. And not the voices inside your head.
There you go. And those are the voices that are the most important to ignore.
That's it.
So back to Kyle.
So how far are you? What kind of, do you actually get out to the Merkle media zone like Somerset?
Not from funny Cincy. You bring that up.
Oh,
so
yes.
I don't really know. We don't go farther than Donegal.
Donegal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
we used to have
Cincinnati
that.
Goes to Donegal, but a couple of weeks ago, I start at 6 every night and work a dock, and then I do like a lot. Like I'll do a Donegal, and I'm getting back. And I'm like just getting back in enough time. Like
yeah,
right.
I push my 70 pretty close, and but that night I was supposed to meet Switcher out of
Allentown.
Uh-huh.
At 2:30 was his ETA.
Oh, so were you the poor guy that had to deal with the flat tire?
That was me. Yeah. So it was 2 and then 2:30. And then I always give, you know, people time. I like, you know, stuff happens out there.
Right.
You might have signed out and had to get something fixed or you have to use the bathroom. So I was waiting and then it was 3:00. So I called and I think it was Ryan and Linehall goes, hey, I was just about to call you. And I said,
Right.
He goes, hey, your guy, this is exactly how he phrased it. Your guy broke down in Somerset. He goes, you can go out there and get the trailer or you could sit there and get wait time. I don't care what you do. And because I come in at 6, I was like, well, I need to get back. I was like, I'll just go out there, grab the trailer and come on back. And, I'll save myself the time. Cause the vendor wasn't supposed to be there till like 4.
Wow.
And then, so I get there. And he's like, you grabbing this trailer? I was like, yeah, are you able to unhook from it? He goes, oh, yeah, it's just a flat tire on the trailer. And I was like, oh, wow. That's a little different than I was told.
Right. But the good news was, you know, Spencer told me, he says, yeah, I left. He says, I got on the ramp, get on the turnpike, and the vendor, the tire guy was coming to, he was coming the other way. So,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Everything worked out perfect that night because I did 666 miles, 3 hours of dock time, and I had an hour and a half of wait time between the two terminals. But I got back with 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Literally 5 minutes on my, I was like 15 hours and 55 minutes. I just barely made it back because as soon as I realized it was a flat on the trailer, I actually called my inbound supervisor. I was like, hey, you guys just might want to be prepared to rescue me later because I don't know what's going to go on. But that vendor was on top of it,
right,
with a flat tire too. He changed it quick. So
wow.
Yeah, I had a flat the other night too. And yeah. These guys don't even take the rims off and no. they'll just change it on the trailer.
Right on the trailer.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, that happened to me a couple weeks ago going over to Baltimore. I was like, you know, yeah, that's what he did.
How many steer tires have you guys blown?
I have never blown a steer tire. I've never blown a steer tire.
That did happen to me one time.
Wow. No kidding. Oh, do tell, man. That is one thing I don't ever want to do, man. I just, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one of my biggest fears is blowing one and like losing it and going to the other side of traffic or somebody else blowing one and coming on to me. Like I'm always like mm-hmm. watching the other,
right,
you know, direction of traffic just for that. But I was, I go to Chicago a lot. And so you are a glutton for punishment,
aren't you?
Yeah. Chicago's actually not bad. I usually have fairly good luck going that direction. Now I've stayed at the same hotel twice going up there. One was because of me getting a flat steer tire. It took like 5 hours to get to me.
Wow.
And the other one was because of an accident that happened. Like I must have just missed it. I came around this kind of blind curve and there was a tractor trailer like blocking all the lanes, and I was stuck there for like 4 hours. So I was like, yep, I'm not making it back.
Yeah.
But I had stopped at a truck stop that night to get me a drink, and then when I got back on the road, I started hearing this weird noise mm-hmm. from the right side. So I didn't know if I ran something over, and there was I had my windows down. I was like listening for it, and there was a truck right next to me, and then it went. And the guy next to me just slammed on his brakes, and it didn't jerk me or anything. I was able to just guide it over to the right-hand shoulder. And, so that was always one of my biggest fears. And luckily it went well. Cause a buddy of mine, that happened to him, and he said he was getting a slice of pizza and hit it, and he jerked over. And so he got lucky on that one.
Well, yeah, no, all the driving, I mean, no steers.
Nope. Nope, not yet.
Drives, trailers, yeah.
Yeah. Not yet. Knock on wood, man. That would be my luck. I'd be like taking a drink of coffee when it goes, you know? I got one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on my coffee cup, and now I'm just like, I swallowed my coffee cup. holy crap, you know? So, yeah, thank God it's not happened to me yet. So, I hope it never does. Like, I don't even want to say yet. It's never happened to me. Let's just leave it at that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that is one of those things that like you, Kyle, that's like a huge fear of mine. That is like, you know, your right tire blows and then it just yanks you off the road and it happens on a bridge. And there you go off the bridge and into the water and I drown and I'm dead. It's not even a fiery crash. It's just a wet crash that killed me. Yes. It's crazy what this job does to you. You know, it's like I said to my wife, one of these days it's just going to be a fiery crash and I'll be out. You know, I don't ever hope it happens though.
I have a good law firm.
Do we cheat him in how?
No, I'm not saying it. No, you said it. No, you got to cover that one.
Do we cheat him in how or you cheat him in how?
You cheat him in how.
There you go. So anyway, back to Kyle.
Oh, that's the O's. That's the O corners.
Yes, it is.
On the car.
Speaking of steer tires, though, that's one of my coworker stories I got for you. That guy I was talking about earlier with the Joe Biden memory.
Yeah.
He, one time, when you get off the exit ramp for our terminal, he had a flat steer tire, and he called the supervisor, and all he said was that he had a flat tire, and it's like a mile from the terminal. He said, hey, I got a flat tire. Do you want me to get it in? And the supervisor was thinking it was on the trailer. Like, yeah, if you think you can milk it in here, go ahead. He didn't tell him it was a flat steer tire.
Do you want me to get it in?
I can limp it to you.
Sparks were flying. That's kind of a legendary story at Pitt, Ohio, Cincinnati.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I call. He said, just drive it in.
That's what he says every time. I was picking on him for it the other night. He told me to bring it in. We didn't give him the whole story.
Yeah. I mean, a steer
tire. Did the tire stay on the rim, or did it finally pop all the way off? Because I've seen them a lot of time. They go inside and they catch.
That was
before
my time.
Oh, okay.
That was before my time. And when I heard there was like you could see it in the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's driving a groove into it.
I'm pretty sure there was no tire there.
Wow. Making that turn into the driveway.
That 22.5 rim was 18 and a half when he got to the terminal. Hey, I'm here.
Oh, that's funny. That is
you know, just as on the Maven, trip complete.
Dude.
You've arrived.
Yes. Why, yes, I have.
17 and a half wheels.
Oh, my word. That's hilarious. Oh, my word. Because you blow a steer tire, that's it. You're done. You know? Yeah. I don't know.
Usually. I mean, I wouldn't attempt to drive all the way home on one.
Nope. Not even if it's just a mile down the road and I just got off the ramp. It's okay. I'll wait. Oh, my word.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So what else goes on out there in Cincinnati? Yeah. I mean, this is kind of, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, there's all sorts of good Cincinnati stories. Some I can't say on air.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to protect the innocent.
Or protect the guilty.
Right. That too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other good. There's actually a story I wanted to ask you guys about that I heard from that same driver. He meets Gallagher all the time, and he knew like half the details of the story. And I don't know if it was one of your drivers. Something about a driver that took a taxi from Buffalo down to Allentown and then didn't pay his taxi driver and like got in a fight with his do you guys know anything about that?
If anybody knows, it's going to be Shipper.
He heard it from Gallagher.
Okay. You're going to have to tell me how long ago did you hear this story?
It can't be that long ago.
I heard that story this week, and I knew I was going on here, and I was like, well, I'll ask those guys about that because I know I'm not going to get the
Okay.
Said driver.
A little more clarity. This week, you want to say like Wednesday, Thursday-ish?
I want to say like either like Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe it was this week, and it was something to do with like a driver coming down from Buffalo. Downtown, and then he apparently punched the taxi driver and took off.
The only reason
I was like, you want to give me more details on that?
Wow.
The only reason why I say that is when I was coming back to the terminal, I think it was Wednesday into Thursday morning, or Tuesday into Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had an idiot cab from New York City. Yeah, it was a New York cab.
Yeah.
Right in front of me, and he just slammed on the brakes right there at the pool place right next to us.
Right.
And he turns in our driveway. Now I'm following him in.
Okay.
Sits in the very end of the parking lot that I'm out on 309 yet, waiting for this guy to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes through the gate, mm-hmm. and he sits at the crosswalk. Now I get around him.
Okay.
And the story I got was
the plot thickens.
Yeah. Somebody did stiff him for $750 for this taxi ride.
Wow.
But I don't know if it was our driver because nobody ever got out of the car. And according to our yard jockey, the guy thought he was looking for a gas station, so he thought Pitt, Ohio was a gas station. So I don't know how this how it all went out, but I can see how this story can get twisted off the left field,
or maybe very easily. Didn't hear it all yet,
right? But the yard jockey said then
an SUV came, like a limousine style, you know, limo SUV, you know, New York.
Long type, yeah.
No, not a long type, you know, like a Navigator, town car, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, transport car.
Yeah.
But when you said limousine, I thought.
Right, well, whatever. You know, they have limo plates.
I got you.
He came, and then the local Leos came. It was one police car, and then it was two police cars. And then something about the guy's driver's license wasn't right or something. They were there for a while.
The taxi driver's
license? The taxi driver. Right? Yeah, something was wrong with that. It was all goofy. But I do remember the New York cab. Now,
who the heck went to Buffalo?
Or who came down from Buffalo? I don't know. You know, it wasn't actually a Buffalo because I heard, the only thing I heard is there was a number figure of $750.
That's a lot of money for a taxi ride.
Well, if you're coming from Buffalo, I'm sure it's. That's what I'm
saying. Unless it's like Buffalo.
It was $750, and the guy that was driving the cab, mm-hmm. he was broken English.
Okay.
And they handed the phone. He handed the phone to one of our city guys.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I can't read this, but he saw $750.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I knew that. So yeah, there might be,
it sounds like there's more investigating.
Yes, there was, I can attest to the fact that there was nobody that got out of that vehicle.
At least not then.
Because I stuck around because I was kind of nosy at this point. Yeah,
but I mean, if he was stiffed by somebody, then he came back because he got stiffed.
Well, he had him there. I don't know, but all I can tell you for sure is that there was a New York cab in our driveway when I got back from my run.
Wow.
And then after I left, it was there after. Oh, geez. What was that? One of the double Harrisburg nights. So
you're early.
Yeah, 3:30-ish. 3:30-ish. Oh, no, like 4 maybe at the most. I really stuck around. I really stuck around for this one. And
now you know how hard shippers work. And like 3:30. You know,
this was a daytime guy that looked at the phone, so he was there several hours.
Wow.
So, because it was light out, Pete told me it got light out, so it had to get light out at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30-ish, 7 o'clock. I mean, good 2 hours. You know, we're two hours into this now. So
that's crazy. I had no idea.
There might be some validity to that story.
It sounds like it.
But I can attest to the fact that there was nobody that got out of that vehicle when I was behind it.
Right.
So it might be partially true.
And it was a New York cab.
And it was a New York cab. Because I'm like, New York license, because that's the first thing I'm saying. Who the hell is driving into our driveway with a New York cab? I said, this guy is definitely lost. You know, I look at him, he just smiled at me. I'm like, nope, not even getting involved.
But I will hang around just to find
out. Yeah, absolutely. Because I got to keep my great ear to the ground.
Well, stay tuned. I have to
pulse the information.
As this soap opera unfolds.
But I didn't hear anything about it was a Buffalo coming from Buffalo down. Yeah. But anything's possible. Well,
when he told me the story, it's like, there was a guy from Buffalo went down to Allentown and punched that taxi driver in the face and took off. I was like, was he a Pitt, Ohio driver? And I was like, asking all these questions. He's like, I didn't ask that. I was like, you ever heard of curiosity? Like when somebody tells you a crazy story like that,
you
usually try to find out more details.
Right.
They didn't know any.
Questions, concerns, comments. I was like, what the heck? Yeah. It's a crazy story, dude. Find out.
Yeah. Unless that guy dropped him off, he left and he came back.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe,
and I caught him on the way back type of thing. I don't know.
If the driver stiffed him and punched him in the head.
I don't know.
And then the guy left and then he came back. He's like, I can't drive all the way back to Buffalo and not get my $750.
Yeah, I don't know. I can only attest to the fact there was a New York cab sitting in our lot.
So far, the story is panning out.
Sort of. Kind of.
It's like, so far, the story is panning out. ...
Right.
We'll let you know.
Right.
As it unfolds, Kyle, we will let you know.
Stay tuned. Can you get the cab driver on here next week to get his side of the story?
Maybe.
I never thought it was going to go that way.
I know, right?
No, I just assumed this guy, the GPS was really off on his vehicle.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. Holy cow. Hey, you know, that'd be it. Maybe we can get the Pitt, Ohio driver if it was a Pitt, Ohio driver on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I know what you're saying. I know what you're shucking.
Yeah, you know what I'm shucking. I know what you're jiving, dude, but it ain't working.
You know, now my mind is starting to work.
Oh, here. Now.
Yes. Remember that white Mac that had the flat fenders?
Yeah.
I don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
Was that a Buffalo truck?
Oh, could be. I don't know.
I gotta do some investigating. Yeah,
I mean, I can't imagine that was a really old Mac.
Well, it was a teal. It could have been a Teals truck, and they put the Pitt, Ohio sticker on it.
Do you think they would have had a white Teals truck? Teals was red.
I know that. I'm just spitballing here.
I'm just using some questions out.
I gotta get information on our terminal from a guy in Cincinnati. Okay. This is long distance communication at this point. Okay. And I got to get a hold of Gallagher.
Yeah, I know, right? That should be our next phone call.
If I had his number, I would be calling him now.
Next Saturday. To be continued. But,
I'll dig. See what I can come up with. You know, like, well, they're digging. Dig, yes. Like they're digging at work right now. So.
Right. As they finish up. Go ahead.
I saw on Facebook you guys had a big addition.
Yeah,
the stadium.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like a big stadium, soccer stadium,
with a new garage in back behind it, and you know all kinds.
It's coming in phases. It'll be all new by the time Brian retires.
That's right. By the time I get hats,
yes,
we'll be good.
This is true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word. That's just, I had no idea. That's really interesting. I know. I can tell. Shipper's mind is going a mile a minute right now, Kyle.
So there's three people there's three people that are, you're wondering about this story.
Yeah.
The rest of the people listening to this podcast have no clue and don't care. Yeah.
So what are these guys talking about?
I got to dig into this.
That is a really interesting conversation to have.
Yes,
I appreciate that, Kyle.
Thanks for the 411.
Yeah, how about it?
I got to ask 411. 411 should know.
There you go.
Scotty McElroy.
Yeah.
If he doesn't know, it didn't happen.
Does. That's right.
I'll get back to you on this.
So what else is going on out there? I mean, apparently I don't know what's going on in Allentown, so maybe somebody knows what's going on in Cincinnati, because I have no clue. That was a new one.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That's a fluke thing. You know,
that is a fluke thing. Yeah. Go figure.
Anyway, back to Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle, for sharing that information with us.
No problem.
Most Shipper will be digging into it. I'll just ignore it like I normally do everything else. Because, you know.
I'll dig in. I'll find.
Your brain won't rest until you dig in.
I know. I got to get some dirt.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So. What else is going on in Cincinnati? I'm curious. Do you live right around Cincinnati? Like, do you live right in the area? I mean, like, when we talked with Justin last week, he lives in Kentucky. Do you live in, like,
I also live in Kentucky.
Okay. So
me and him both live about...
Yeah, I mean, you can hear that accent there.
He lives down 275, but we both live about 45 minutes from the terminal.
I know how that feels. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so... It's really fun when you, it always works out when I have a terrible night at work and I like, you know, I use my 16 hour exception. Like that's when there's traffic on the way home and it's like, oh my goodness, just get me home. But, I mean, like I live basically right across the river from Cincinnati and then our terminal's on the north end of Cincinnati. So.
Yeah. So, you know.
So you would have to swim across the river and then get a car in Cincinnati to drive to the other side to get to work.
Yes.
Translation.
If the bridge is out.
Right.
Yeah. But if the bridge isn't out, it's okay. You can drive right across.
Right.
Which I take it. It's there. It's good. So far. So far. I tell you what, you know, years ago, I used to work the dock when I was, you know, line haul years ago. And I was like, okay, I'll work the dock on a Saturday or... You stay a couple hours and when you came in the morning or whatever. Then it just kind of got to a point where they didn't really ask us anymore in Allentown. So I don't know. You know, we just kind of like, all right, you know. Then I started fueling trucks in the morning. So I feel you, man. I know what it's like to, you know, stay late after you're done working all night long. You stay and do something else. Or you come in early.
I originally start working the dock because when I switch from the city, you lose your seniority.
Right.
And I switched over. It was 2019, the end of 2019, and it was already slow. Like I said, somebody got fired. So the terminal manager time called me. He's like, I got that position. You know, because I was wanting it ever since I started at Pitt, Ohio, and he knew it. He said, I got that position you want. And I was like, well, it's kind of slow right now. And he's like, well, now's your chance. And I was like, okay. And then COVID hit like a month later, end of 2019, early 2020. And so I was running down to Louisville every day from Cincinnati. I did that when I was in the straight truck. And then I was only in the straight truck for like 10 months to a year. And I immediately start training as soon as I turned 23. Uh-huh. And then as soon as I got my class A, I start running Louisville in a tractor. That's like the main thing I did was just run Louisville. So I was doing like 350 miles a day in the city and like 14 pickups. And I would always, you know, maybe butt heads with customers because I didn't have time to wait on them. And so then I switched to line haul and it got so slow. I was running Buckeye Lake, Ohio, which is only 250 miles total and or 256 to be exact. But so it was like, you know, it was a big change when I switched to like basically wasn't running at all. But luckily they allowed me to work the dock to make up for it. Or I would, that first year really would have hurt because nobody came in behind me before I got my seniority back. So.
Sure. Yeah. I totally get it. You know, when I came over from the city from the city to the road 24 years ago, you know, it was the same way. You know, you're hoping that you're going to be able to survive, and you know, you do, you make it through then. And they always, you know, it's one thing I will say, they've always made work available, you know, like what you do, you know, come in early and do some early dock work or whatever to, you know, especially get through that first year and, you know, first year in a day. And I'm glad it worked out well for you. And you seem to really, you know, you really seem to have taken to, you know, line haul. I did 2 years, doing city work, and, I just couldn't, you know, in my own head, I just didn't want to be driving around North. It's just my own, you know, my own proclivities. I just didn't, you know, North Jersey just drove me crazy. And so I asked for, you know, when the spot opened up, you know, transferred to the road. And it was, yeah, that was a great move. And back then we were still laying out, but we only laid out for a year. And then that's when they made the change over, you know, to being home every day and all that. So it was, you know, it was a fortuitous time to become a road driver because it was only about a year that I was laying out every other night. So it wasn't bad, you know, but it sounds like you really have enjoyed your time at Pitt so far. And I think, you know, you're going to be here for a long time. You know, you sound like you just really like the company. That's good. It's good that you know, that you do.
Yeah. Like I've done a little bit of everything there. I've worked inbound, outbound. I was a slash driver for a little bit, sprinter van, straight truck, and Pitt, our line haul is like, it's just so, it's kind of funny to me, like kind of the worst jobs at Pitt, Ohio,
right,
pay the least. And then as you progress up to line haul, it's like easier, you know,
but then
you're out there in the ice and the snow and you see why haul is what it is. But, I just love how easy it is to, I just listen to music and podcasts, and I love knowing roads that places I don't even live in. It's, yeah, fun for me.
Exactly. You don't even live close to, you know, I know.
Right.
It is kind of neat. You know, I agree with you on that. I enjoy it. I mean, I could not see myself doing, you know, like city work or anything like that. At this point now, I've had a hip replaced. That's like that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how the guys do it in the city. I don't, you know, I don't, I love this company, but I don't have that kind of energy, you know.
I think the customers are the most difficult part.
Yes.
And that you're showing up with their stuff.
Yep. and then they're like, well, what do you have for me? I don't know. I didn't order it. You know, that's like that's one of those weird, those questions that you're like, how am I supposed to know what you ordered? You know, I don't know what it is. Well, I need to know what building it goes to. Well, so do I.
You know, you must think I care, lady.
Right. I had this guy down in Louisville once. I was in a straight truck at the time, and I had a skid of sandwich bags for him. And I like backed up to his little, it was like this little grocery store in the corner. And I backed up to the door, and he just sticks his head out from the door and he goes, "Sandwich bags?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "God damn it." And he kicks the door open and it swings open. And I immediately just turned around because I was like laughing. screaming and cussing the entire time. We're wheeling it in the door, and he's trying to tell me where it goes, and I finally put it where it is. And he goes, "Sorry, man, I'm having a bad day." I said, "We've all been there." And I just got back in my truck. But that one was one of the actual funny ones. He was so mad that I couldn't be mad at him.
You gotta love it, you know. It's like, I didn't order this stuff; it's yours. You know, just take it. What are you looking for, Shep?
The worst is food warehouses, though.
Oh, the restacking and everything.
Would you like me to put it up on that shelf? Just get off that stand-up forklift. I'll stack it for you right there. Yeah, I know what. Yeah, believe me.
Yes,
I've done that. I got the T-shirt if you want one.
No, thanks.
No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You're doing all the work for them. You know, it's their stuff. Stack it yourself.
Yeah, I don't understand why it works that way. I've never understood that. But
no.
Money. Here's my thought.
Yes. Why don't they have their people go get the stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Then they can tell the customer how they want it stacked.
Right.
To start with, and then we're good.
Mm-hmm. Telling their own people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Are you still looking for something, Chip? He's on his phone again. And I can always tell when Chipper's on his phone because he gets quiet.
I was trying to. It's too early to call 411. I was trying to get an answer before this podcast.
Wow. Who else would you call?
Well, that's kind of on a limited basis right now because of the time.
Yeah.
So I'll have something by Tuesday at the latest.
I'm sure you will. We will have information by next podcast.
Ahead, I think any sleeping line haul driver would understand the emergency of the situation.
Yes. You call
and wake them up, and
I agree.
They'll give you the answer.
Well, you got to understand 411 Scotty there. That's he works during the day.
No, he should be awake. It's Saturday.
Yeah, but he might be doing something with the wife. And, you know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, and Scotty's weird like that.
Just call him.
I'm not going to call him right now.
Text him.
I hate typing.
Oh my word!
It would be something to get the listeners to tune in next week.
I do the voice to text bit, and that doesn't even come out right half the time.
Oh man! So what else you got for us, Kyle? How what else is shaking out there?
Only well, said the Lowe's account's shaking.
Lowe's is picking up, and their part timers are running, and they were for 14 hours yesterday.
All right, there you go. You're all up to speed.
I'm up to speed.
I think that's all I got about Cincinnati there. As far as like the business goes,
it is
a Pitt, Ohio changes, but it's also like it's the same thing every day. So not really a whole lot changes as time goes on.
Exactly. And what does change? It's a slow glacial way of change. You know, like it doesn't just change.
Kind of like global warming.
Yeah, it's like
glacier's going to take another 750 years to melt. So relax, people. You're still going to have ice.
You're
going to
be okay. Yeah, you're going to be okay. It's your great 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 grandkids. They got to deal with it.
It was a hell of a run.
It was. Yeah. So you've been here for the whole PeopleNet thing. Switch over to the Maven thing. Was that a pretty easy transition for you guys out there? I mean, I was actually pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, I was. I was going to ask you guys that. Yeah, I when I first got in the truck, we had the keyboard and the little green people. I don't know what was before that. I don't know if it was just paper. Was that the first e-log that Pitt, Ohio had?
Yeah, that was the first e-log.
Okay. So when I switched, we had that, and I actually missed the old keyboard when we got the new PeopleNet. And then we had that PeopleNet. And you get used to that, and then we switched over to Maven, and I'm young, so I picked on them right away, and I'm loving it. They just got some bugs to work out, the EPAs are like crazy right now. I don't know what's going on with those.
Yeah, you got that right.
Believe me, you know, with what I do back and forth to Harrisburg or whatever, I look at the ETA. It says it's like 11:30 at night. My ETA is 4:15 in the morning to get to Harrisburg. It's 90 miles away. I could be pushing this truck, and I'd probably still get there before 4:15. I don't comprehend that. You know, and then some people were saying, well, that ETA is to do the entire, like if you're at a meet,
Yeah.
That ETA is to do if you go all the way through.
I don't even think that's right.
But, you know, I proved that theory.
There's two ETAs on the screen if you relay. And the bottom one's like, and it does kind of show that if you're relaying, like, this is where the load is expected to be at that terminal, and this load is expected to be a terminal this time. But something happened a couple of weeks ago where something was updated, and it will literally, like, I'll leave Cincinnati at 9 o'clock, which will put me at Chicago, like, at like 1 o'clock their time, 2 o'clock. And it will have me arriving at like 4:15 PM.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going on there, but as far as like swapping loads and being like, you know how people that used to take 20 minutes to log out, like it's way better because it's so instantaneous.
Right.
Isn't it? That's
go ahead. No, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say that, that was another funny thing where like, during COVID, I was in the office, it was kind of almost to be honest, like kind of a pointless job they created for me to put paperwork in trucks. And I would like get guys their placards, and that way no one would ever have to come into the terminal that the manager didn't want everybody in there. So that started, and I know some office work. I can like manifest and stuff like that. So I was doing that for a while, and I would send the rundown to everybody every night. So a lot of, guys will call me with questions, if they have, especially like technology questions.
Right.
So when we got this new Maven, the trailer tandem guy and the, driving on a rim guy, both are not very technology savvy. So they're both calling me that first night with Maven, and they're asking me I don't even really understand it yet. It's the first night I've had it, you know? And so they're
asking my hand up. That's me. Everybody's been calling me. What do I look like? The geek squad?
So they're calling me, they're asking me questions, and I try to be patient. I like being helpful. I really do. I like when guys call me and, you know, they want my help, but I'm like yelling at them, read the screen. What does the screen say? And, so that was a little aggravating the first night. And that was actually something on Friday night. One of the drivers, he called me, and I was like 5 minutes past my cut time. So I was trying to get out of there. That's always when they need help, by the way. Need help.
Right.
When nothing's going on. It's always like,
mm-hmm.
You're getting out late. You got a long run, and you know you have to go back to another terminal, and that's when they're like, hey, can you help me slide my tandems? Like, come on. But he stopped me. He called me, and he's like, I can't figure out why my departure's not working. But what he did was if you double tap at the bottom, like
you've already arrived.
And then depart.
I've done that.
Wow.
I left Allentown at 11:01 and was in Harrisburg at 11:03.
90 miles.
Yeah.
Whoosh. That's good. Governors? We don't need any governors. Yes,
we don't need those stinging speed limit law.
What kind of trust you guys got now?
That's Allentown. We're special. Well, Shipper's special.
Mine has wings. It's a Pegasus.
It has wings.
Put some Red Bull in a tank. You're good to go.
But you guys are liking Maven though?
I actually do. I don't think it's you know, I didn't my first night there was a couple of things that were like different from what the instructions were. I'm like, why is this not coming up?
Yeah, you take that instruction pamphlet, you throw it away, just start pushing buttons, you'll figure it out. All else fails, close it down, reboot it.
Right.
It'll come back.
Well, that's why I just couldn't figure, you know, there was just like it, you know, it was supposed to, you know, to have your, like it said about having your mileage come up. And I'm like, but that button isn't even, it's not there. It's not even coming up. I'm like, and then Shipper goes, well, they told us only if it's not correct, it'll come up. And I'm like, well,
what? If it's not reading the truck.
Yeah, if it's not reading the truck, then it would come up. It's like, oh, what the freaking heck? That would have been nice information to have rather than me sitting there for 10 minutes trying to figure out where this freaking mileage I'm supposed to put in is at.
Right. Because otherwise I said, well, I haven't been putting mileage in all week. So, yeah. It's either working or it's not.
But
they'll let me know.
other than like those small little things like that, it was nothing major. It didn't, you know, hold me up or really, you know, other than the 5 or 10 minutes that I was trying to figure out where it goes. I was like, all right, well, screw it. If it's wrong, they'll let me know tomorrow. Right. You know, that's what I figured. But like you said, Kyle, I mean, it signs you. You can sign in and sign out. It, you know, instantaneous.
You don't have to play because
it's like holy crap.
When you were saying about the people that, you know, taking forever to move,
the circle of death,
the buffering circle. We thought it was. I mean, in Allentown, it seemed to be synonymous with if you pulled right up to the terminal,
right up to the building,
right up to the building, yep. It would not let you sign out.
Yep,
you had to back your truck up about 35 feet to get away from the building. And then it's like you got signal and you can get signed out. Yeah. It was a real goings on. But then you got to back up slow enough not to kick it back in the drive because the little orange thing comes up, you know, vehicle in motion.
Yeah. And then you screwed yourself.
And then you screwed yourself at that point. And you just log off and drive. It doesn't really matter to me what I log off on.
Yeah.
I'm off. Freaking.
Then today was the last day that I had to use it. It took me 10 minutes to log out today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that first week. To have both and the people nets laying on the floor.
Yep.
Right. Well, I got to that people net better be out of my truck by Monday night because I'll take a wire cutters and just cut it off for them.
I'll just unplug it. Just pull the plug out of the bottom. It's fine. You know, because we're done with it. So
can I ask you a question? When you got your phone, when you got your Maven phone, okay, and you got the little cigarette lighter adapter for the USB thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did they ever tell you the cord was inside the box?
No, they didn't.
Thank you.
You found it too.
Right.
That's what we did. Yeah.
I was literally going to throw the box away. And I'm like, you know what? This box is pretty heavy.
It still feels like it's got some weight. Right.
And I tore the insides. I tore the insides out and, there's the cord in between.
Because Shipper and I were talking about that on Monday night. I'm like, they give us this thing if they didn't give us a cord. What good does it do me? I don't have an Android phone at home. What good is this? I have an iPhone. What good is this going to do me?
Yeah.
You know? And then he goes, hey, if you look inside the box.
Yeah. Because what happened,
well, there you go.
One of our guys, his phone died. You know, the brand new cradle for the phone, you know, for the Maven, wasn't charging his phone. So
those things suck. I was about to tell you, make sure you keep that cord because they don't work. I just got a brand new one because mine broke.
No,
and it's literally brand new and it doesn't charge.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
They should have gone with iPhones.
But you know, and halfway back, he's like, he's pissed. This freaking thing, I don't care. I'm going to be like you. This ain't going to stop me from driving. It wasn't going to stop me either. So. I'm not pulling over because my phone went black. You know, it's not an automatic, you know, it's not an AI truck yet.
Is there a way to dim the screen? That is one question I've got. Other than that little gray button.
On the right-hand side of the phone, just tap that button. And the screen will go dark.
The one that you used to turn it on with?
Yeah. So there's the two volume button. Two volume buttons.
Okay. So it'll just make the screen go black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
black
cool.
Black the screen there.
All right. Yeah. That makes sense. Because that drives you crazy.
I like it staring because, like I said,
I can see it flashing all around.
The reflects all the windows and it's in the front now because now when the Lytx goes off, you can say, well, that's your phone, not mine.
Oh, yeah. They played a video in the safety meeting the other day and you could see it on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy bright. That's why I'm like, can you turn these? I don't know where the settings are at to turn the screen brightness down.
The weird thing is, I got the reflection of the Maven up on the screen, on the windshield, and
on the big window.
My steering wheel's crooked on the Vision.
Right.
So the buttons that are lit up with that nice blue, well, they're up there on this side, you know, floating around. They look like little orbs going back and forth when you're driving down the road.
Yeah, mine do that too.
I got all kinds of stuff lit up on.
It's the heads up display.
Yeah, because I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm like moving my arm around. And, that's this thing here. Okay.
Yeah.
Why do all those Macs come in crooked with crooked steering wheel?
Oh, that's
a good question.
Okay.
Mine's all right. Crooked too.
Yeah.
Mine's not straight.
We just thought it was an Allentown thing, you know, because they were just assembled 8 miles up the road.
Yeah, they all come in that way. And I kind of fought with a shop about it. I'm like, and then you know, it would be different if it was like a big round steering wheel, but they kind of have that flat bottom.
Yeah, for the fat people, you know, they cut the steering wheel flat so you fat people can fit in it. Yep, I know.
Yep, I agree.
You know, and all that is simply readjusting the drag link.
Do you know the other thing that I don't like about the Maven, and it's just a really stupid little point, but they didn't give us like a screen protector. Those screens are going to get scratched up like crazy.
Your point?
Well,
I have been putting mine in the little side compartment of my backpack, like where you put like a water bottle every day when I get off. And I have not had, I haven't really noticed anything bad. So
I was just going to take it down. Go ahead.
Being rough with it, I think you might be all right.
Yeah. I was just, I mean, just my own, for my own brain's, to placate myself.
Nope.
I said to my wife, I think I'm going to take it down to the phone store and just have them put a screen protector on it. And I realized I shouldn't do it because it's not mine. When they fire me, they're going to take it back.
Right.
But it's like, it bothers me. Like I put a screen protector on my phone, my iPhone. I just think it makes sense. You protect the screen. That's what a screen protector does.
Put it upside down right in my clipboard and turn it off.
Yeah, I know. You're going to put it right upside down on your pile of sandpaper. And you don't care. I know.
Eventually I'll be like Stevie Wonder. I just have to do it.
It's just the feel thing.
Yes.
It's Braille.
Yeah, Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder, all the same.
My Android phone, my smartphone is Braille.
Yeah. If I can get it, the voice to talk, I wouldn't even have to punch in my numbers.
Boy, I hear that.
Yeah.
Well.
But I got to read my number to put the password in. The backwards.
Because it's backwards. You got to remember it. It's like, I'm not memorizing this thing backwards.
Yeah, I don't need that. That's one thing I don't need to remember.
Thank goodness. Because I would be like the guy out there that has a brain like Joe Biden. I'd forget. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, the Mavens have been really awesome, though, as far as like how quickly you can do things. They just need to fix the ETAs. And then another problem they have is like my truck broke down a couple of weeks ago on me, and it was left in Columbus, and I stopped in Columbus on the way up to pick my truck up.
Uh-huh.
So when they have to switch your tractor number, like if you do a relay and you do a tractor switch in the middle, that second trip when you swap will not have, it will have your old truck on it. So that either you can have the manifest working right or you can have your log working right. So you have to call line haul again. And it's not as bad as it, but I think, when we first switched to it, I think they were getting aggravated with everyone calling like, hey, I need you to switch, switch. So they're like, just run with it. I don't care. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But he was able to switch it for me the other day. So they need to fix that.
We were at the meet, the initial meeting, and we brought that question up. Okay. And they all looked at us and says, well, that scenario has never happened. And I looked flat right at them and said, you mean to tell me since January when this Maven came out, nobody broke down on the road? That's what you're telling me. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that definitely happened. Like I said, because you can't, it won't let you start the trip unless you're hooked to that truck number. So if I'm hooked to the truck I was in, I can't start the manifest. But if I start the manifest under that other truck, my log's not working.
So with
me, I don't really care if the trip's working. I'm taking the trailer where it needs to go.
Right. Again,
but,
that's my philosophy. Pick the trailer because it's probably where it needs to be before you get all upset because the Maven says it's not. Yeah, because that happened to me last night. They punched in the wrong tractor on one of my trips.
Right.
And it came up, where it says connected to your tractor and the tractor number. It had a big question mark there at that point.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell is that? How did this thing get disconnected? And I looked down and I saw the tractor was changed. Well, then I had to make phone calls. I said, you got to switch this around. And they're like, well, what do you mean? We I called Allentown. They said, you're in 2232, right? I said, yeah, but you have me in a different truck. On the trip. I said, I can't start it. Oh, all right, I'll switch it around. Well, 15 minutes later, I got switched around. Okay, departure. We're already en route. Okay, yeah, we're en route.
We had a problem when the first week we got it, where if a city guy were to log in, or if like I were to log in and my city guy was still out, it would show me driving with the truck. And I think they've fixed that. Because I haven't had that problem since, but I remember the first time I got back, as soon as I hit arrive, when it auto arrived me at the lot, it immediately kicked me out of the truck because there was somebody with a city guy that was
Right. Like, yeah, they said they didn't quite
under my truck.
They didn't quite figure that out yet.
Nope.
And then I said, well, the simple solution to that would be if, you know, us line haul guys coming in, just don't put a tractor in, you know, the trip.
Yeah, until the truck is back.
And they all looked at me like I had three heads. But guess what happened the next night? You know, our supervisor's telling us, we're not putting your tractors in until you're physically here and in the truck. Well, that's like saying the truck's here, right?
See, I had thought they fixed that problem because I haven't ran into that problem since that first week. I mean,
it would kick, you would log in and it would kick the city guy out of his city run and he couldn't finish, and you wind up with his hours.
Yeah. That's what, when we had Paul Siri and he said that was happening and they were trying to figure it out or whatever. So I don't know if they ever fixed it. I'm assuming not because he brought it up. So,
right.
But now what'd you do, dude?
Got a little wobble.
Oh, here we go again. Playing with the wobble. Well, Kyle, this has been a fun freaking conversation.
Wobble's fixed.
That was fast. Yeah. I'm not used to that. Usually you're taking the whole thing apart.
It's like the
That's beautiful.
NASCAR pit stop.
How about it? Man, that was great. Is there anything else you'd like to cover, Kyle? Is there anything else you have that you'd like to talk about?
I got nothing at the moment, but I know as soon as I hang up, I'm going to think of 10 things.
I know. That's exactly what I'm going to do. It's the way it goes. I know.
Well, you have the guy that's out there with Joe Biden. Any Carmella there?
No. If I heard anybody cackle like that, I'm like, quit for a while.
That's true. That's hilarious, dude.
See, it's just not here.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This has been fun. And yeah, we've gone for a good long time today.
Good.
Yeah, we've got a good conversation.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it went smooth. I was a little nervous before you guys called in. That my mind was going to go blank.
Nah, you did great. It was all right. We had a blast. This is always fun. We try and make it as fun as we can, and you are great, dude. It was fun. And you ever want to come on again? Just let us know. You know, you think about
maybe
anything?
We can get Hurdle back on here. We can get a foursome.
Go there. You go
going on. We can
do a break room show with the Cincinnati drivers.
That would
be fun. Yep. And while Jack is up here, I'll have him figure out how to do that on the Skype calls.
Oh God!
Yeah,
you're gonna have that
whole new set.
You're gonna have that tablet all full of how-tos and passwords.
I doubt that. The rate they're going with passwords, it's like hats. Well, Kyle, we really do appreciate you coming out. We did have a blast. I hope you had a good time. I really do.
We appreciate you coming on, and that means Cincinnati has represented. We have our two people from Cincinnati. So we are on the way of getting two people from every terminal to fill our shows for 1 year.
And if anybody, if you know anybody out there in Cincinnati who would like to come on, you can just give them my number, tell them to contact me.
Yeah, that's the hotline. That's right at the Merkel's headquarters.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. I was told people I was coming on here. I said, Hurdle went on last week. I'm coming on. And some people have never heard of it. And they're like, well, what's that? And I was like, tell them about it. So
you got to spread the word out to Indiana.
we really do appreciate it. We really do. Thank you very much. It was great talking with you and getting to know you. And we look forward to talking to you again, man.
Yeah, that's how this show grows, one listener at a time.
Amen.
Hey, you guys,
brother.
As well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's a free space. Check your cards, people. This is the end of the show.
Oh, man. Well, we hope everybody out there enjoyed the show, too. And Chipper, if they enjoyed the show, what can they do?
They can keep coming back and playing bingo with us. And
Hammer Lane Legends bingo. Get your bingo cards.
Share the show. Share with everybody you can.
Prizes to follow.
Yes, prizes to follow. Very late. They're on a slow boat.
Yes, they are. Share the friggin' show.
Share the show.
Amen.
You have a good night. Get the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Take care. Take care. See ya. You never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been.
Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.